What I'm feeling is this, as I'm seeing this golden wave, frontier of consciousness, as we're washing and being washed into the new earth and new ways of creating, is how can we have a creative, self-loving, graceful, opulent, honoring, and listening relationship with our creating. And especially after this solar eclipse, lunar to solar eclipse window, where the portal within the human blueprint that opens supported us experiencing a deeper embodiment of symbiosis, body symbiosis within the earth. So how can our creating within her come from a place of deeper listening, I guess? But at this point, I feel to step aside and see if there's a message on that, or connected themes here for us now. So. And welcoming the presence of those benevolent beings of unconditional love, so ready with support, guidance, advice, and uplifting information. And you're invited to turn inwards, bring the attention to the heart and center, and open to rest attention in the sensation of breath in the body while the transmission's coming through. So you're centered and protected, and invoking that you'll receive only what's for you, here and now, in a way that's safe and loving, kind. Beloveds, hello, welcome. We are delighted, so over the moon, to be sitting with you here today. There are many of us gathered, and we bring messages of joy and love and kindness, because you are inviting those resonant, opulent frequencies to use your language, to use your words. You are inviting kindness, and we melt, we soften, and we melt, and we celebrate this openness to self-loving kindness that you are opening a doorway to within yourselves, within the way you move forward. Asking for this is precious, because in asking for kindness, just one person, one being, asking for kindness for yourself and how you want to move forward into your creative new future, it's asking for kindness for you, invites a song of kindness into the resonant harmonic of consciousness, moving together into a co-creative relationship in the new earth with Gaia. There is a tendency, perhaps, to learn by looking for disaster, learn by looking for error, and learn by looking for failure and shortcomings. Now, this way of moving belongs to the world of karma, of cause and effect, of progressing through your development by learning from your mistakes. And it is not to say that mistakes don't have anything to teach you, because of course they do. However, there are other ways to move. When you ask to be shown the truth, your truth, the new truth, the truth of the now moment, a moving truth, a subjective truth. And yet you can ask to be shown the highest truth for you here now in this moment. asking to be shown the truth and to rest in that and to let, this invites in an entirely new way of moving forward, which renders all your seeking to learn by disaster, by shortcomings, by identifying failures, renders all that irrelevant, redundant, not necessary. And this is where kindness becomes you, and you can become kindness. When you realize that you already are all that you seek to be, that the future you wish to create is resonant already within the quantum field of possibility, and by opening to the possibility that it is here and now with you, that you have already aligned with it, allowed it, brought it into being, brought it into the possibility of being, and that there is a future you resting within that future landscape, resonant and alive in your heart, then you realize you are, you are already where you're seeking to go, and you already are what you're seeking to be, and you already have what you are seeking to have. In this sense, the paradox, the seeming paradox here, is that it is by resting in that resonance that you manifest your reality in that way. But when you do this, you align with wholeness, the wholeness you are, the wholeness you believe you want. And you transcend the investment in the belief in lack, that there is something within you that does not have this, it is not deserving of this, that there is a distance between you and what you are desirous of. You dissolve the distance. You are creating from a place of oneness awareness, from connectivity within yourself. And so you invite that way of moving forward, which is not karmic, but is resting in grace. And so you invite kindness to be how you move. And you are catalyzed then to let go of those ways in which you are hurting yourself to grow. You may manifest experiences of being stung. Our channel was, as she sat down to choose her place to sit and receive this broadcast, very unusually stung when she got up and chose a different place from the one that was originally selected for her. She was stung, and this was a gentle nudge to show that there are always two ways of moving forward, from moving from something less desirous to more desirous. And you don't always have to be stung. When you are stung, it's a reminder, an invitation to choose a different way of being moved and of moving. And we go on to speak now of listening, a listening way of moving, a listening way of creating, a listening way of being with what is. So often the karmic way of moving forward that belonged to the old paradigm, the old earth, as you might say, involved looking at what was missing, at what was lacking, at what was wrong, at what was incomplete, at what was a failure. And this really nurtured a way of moving forward that was rooted, firmly rooted in telling, seeing what the problem was and telling reality how it should be to compensate for what was missing, what was wrong, what was perceived to be wrong and experienced as not okay. A listening way of creating rests the attention of the individual in the connected soul and self of the I, who is one within its own reality, within life, within the earth, within God, Goddess, all that is, within consciousness. For that I is in resonance within itself and within the landscape of consciousness of which it is a part. That I is listening to itself, but listening to itself from its place in the dance with all that is, knowing that there is a pure place in each now moment, a gateway to that still point and that serenity where the self always is in alignment within itself, within all life, with all it is, and with others, with the others who reside in that place beyond the stories of dissonance in the ever-moving moment. That deep place exists within all consciousness, and it's possible to rest here and to make that the resting place for where connection with other life forms takes place. To invite that resonance into all levels of connectivity. That there is a level of every being, every human, every plant, every animal, every hill. A point of serenity where it is in oneness within itself and with all that is. And by dropping into that point within ourselves, within yourself, you can then form a bridge of connectivity for that same point. Within any point of consciousness, any individuation of consciousness within your landscape, a hill, that's an individuation of consciousness, a blade of grass, a person, a butterfly, the movement in the elements and the weather patterns. All is this landscape. And wherever awareness chooses to focus itself, that's the awareness of God, Goddess, all that is, choosing to focus itself on another point of expression that originates from God, Goddess, all that is. And the recognition that there is one source, combined with the honoring of the patterning, an individuality, the unique beauty of how that source is expressing in the moment, in the shape of life it takes, in the form that dances before attention, before awareness. That brings you, the individuation, or you, the individual, into the dance of harmony. And from there is a listening place of creating. This is a listening that rests in harmony and asks what is and what is for me now. This is not to surrender comfort and joy and pleasure and earthly creature warmths and desires or human desires. This is where all of those desires are included in the whole of the self that is. But there is an honoring of how this individual that you are is expressing itself in the moment. An honoring that the desires in the heart are important and have mattering. That the creature comforts of this body are important and have mattering. It is one consciousness expressing itself here in the moment. It matters. You matter. Right to the finest detail of your physical experience, you matter. Your desires are not wrong. It is not wrong to want what pleases, what fulfills. You can always lift our wanting, the wanting that runs in you. If you feel your ways of wanting and what you want to be less than honoring of the more you experience yourself to be, you can always lift those ways of wanting. But we would urge that you don't throw them out, that you honor that they're mattering. There is mattering to the wanting. There is beauty, for you are God having an experience of itself in this moment. And everything that's brought you to what you want in this moment has been part of a precious, unique journey that belongs to you, the individual, and the more of who you are and the God from which you've come. And all of consciousness with which you are communicating. So this listening way of creating, this can be a listening for what feels wholesome, fulfilling, resonant, what feels desirable. From a place of in this moment, here I am and I am enough. I am enough. What feels joyful? What feels lifting? What feels expansive? What is for me now? Knowing that we're not surrendering in that, asking to some abstract external authority, but rather to the innate wisdom of the interconnected self, alive to its place in the dance with all of life and all that is. Thank you for being with us. It was a joy to bring through, and we hope you have enjoyed something of it and maybe received something from it. We look forward to meeting with you again and hope to, shall we say, make a regularity of these connections, for there is something precious in them for us, and in connection we are lifted. Or there is a possibility of lifting how we are connecting. This connection is a co-creation between ourselves, the landscape, love itself, our channel, and you. And without you, there is no co-creation. So each time we meet, it opens more possibilities for future co-creations and how our meetings can unfold. We are delighted to be here. We are the Syrians, the star beings, the many, many councils, the overseers, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Sasani. We have names that our channel does not know yet and cannot speak for the sake of unfamiliarity. But we are many and we are here, and we are the co-contributors to the ever-upgrading, ever-changing landscape of your DNA, which is encoded in this sacred landscape here, which does indeed have nodes that are notes in the song, resonant in this transmitting node within Gaia. Part of the ongoing work, the ongoing upgrades, the ongoing repatterning for humanity's evolution within planetary evolution. Will you rest here when you rest in this space? We speak now. You rest here within Gaia, always. As her children, as bodies within her earth, as babies within the arms of Mars, She has you. She holds you. She is kind to you. She watches over you and knows you, each and every one. Beloveds, I speak with love. From my heart, the very core of my being, where your records are kept, the Akashic record for each and every one of you, as you were birthed as life forms within me, my body, my life form, for I am a consciousness far vaster than the me you see, just as each of you are consciousnesses far vaster than the you perhaps see. As each of you were birthed within me, I have been blessed, honored, had a gift bestowed, for your life to me is a gift. Each of you, everyone, an honor to be guardian, to have guardianship while you embody within this playground I offer for embodied realization. And I see you as children playing. Learning, gifted and growing. I hold the sacred templates of the gifts you each and all are at the heart and core of who you came here to be, in my heart, in my core, in the Akashic crystals that are the records of your cycles, many, many cycles of evolution through and within the life form I am, the consciousness I am. We are together and have been for many, many history cycles. It is not easy to come home to this remembering after pushing the boundary, as children will, of exploration, of being bodily separate within me, while still being within me, and entirely dependent upon my life form, for your life form. It is not easy to end this trajectory, this journey of separation. And yet here you are coming home. Here you are returning. Here you come to the call. I call and you come. Your soul calls and you come. Your God consciousness, your pure heart, your heart's song, the pure note that you are, calls to you. Deep within the Akashic caves, the song of you is sounding in these crystals now. The vibratory resonance of the song you are is sounding in the center of the earth. Can you see it? Can you imagine what this must mean? You are held in your own resonance, my heart to your heart, the pure song of the truth of you is being sung. My heart to your heart, your resonance, aliveness. How the planet must change when this song is sung. How the dreaming redreams itself when this song is sung. And how many stories must end. Now, their notes cannot be sung for the sake of discord with your true resonance, your true heart's song. I love you. I hold you as your old song ends. And it is the vibration of your new song that ends it and heals it and helps it come home. My new song is being sung to. We are beloveds together again. And this journey keeps beginning. I extend my arms and embrace to all of you, each and every one. And know I accept you as you are, exactly as you are, in this precise moment, with the unconditional love a mother has for her children. This is the love I have for all of you. I am Gaia. And we are the elementals, and we are overjoyed that we get to be here too. We speak of bliss, bliss in the body. For this is an undernourished aspect of the dialogues we perceive being had here around consciousness and delight, bliss, pleasure, sacred sexuality, sensuality. You know that this is all one thing with life itself. The creation, the breath of oneness of God and Goddess, all that is. This is the breath that becomes sacred sexuality when it reaches the body. Sensuality, the pleasure of interacting with your environment, with food, with touch, with sense, with smell, with taste, with vistas, with landscapes, with ideas, with dreams, with possibilities, with your extended, expanded sense of yourself. We implore you to include and introduce, where you haven't yet, the dimensions of sensual pleasure, so that you may bodily vibrate with the opulence of bliss, delight. You have no idea the potential for lifting the vibratory action in matter when you allow your bodies to be delightfully, blissfully present in your embodied explorations of all you are. And we can help. Do you know that if you wish something to be so in your world, in your physical landscape, you can, you know, just ask. Ask us. Ask the elementals. See what happens. Develop your relationship with us. Discover how you feel about us being part of your world of awareness. For we are feeling as though we are re-meeting you, rediscovering our relationship with you. So many of you are now having a tangible, touchable, visceral relationship with us, the elemental consciousness, the realm of the elementals. We invite you to extend this, to play, to not be precious. Explore, experiment, ask. And notice what happens when you do. And in this way of exploring, experimenting, playful, asking, we can really come through for you and bring through for you so much more information, so much more wisdom and remembering of what it means to be a body that's connected. To itself, in its landscape. That moves through a living, breathing sea of interconnected energy. It is always respiring with all of creation all around it. That is in a constant state of engagement and interactivity. This encourages a listening approach or a listening relationship with creating. Seeing yourselves as within a moving fluid sea of consciousness. In the realms of matter, in your physical universe. And you do not go far before you find evidence of this. You breathe the air. There's a fantastic, simple starting example. You know your cells are constantly exchanging with their environment, what you take in from within and what you move through with on the outside of yourselves, if you like. There is an exchange happening all the time. Cells take in and release, take in and release, just as you breathe in and release and breathe in and release. And you know that you are the governing consciousness residing in the seat and center, the command seat and center, and that your choices, your permissions, your free will as its director determines what you take in and what you give out, what you say yes to, what you say no to, what is toxic to you and what is symbiotic with you. You are the governor of this. And you can change your current instructions, and we can help with this. This is what we are here for, to help you remember how to do this, to re-qualify energy as you take it in and let it out, because you are not victims within your own creations. You are the master co-creators. And this extends all the way into the physical realms. So it really does. The rules of this are within your collective memory, within your racial blueprints, spiritual lineage, your spiritual blueprints, within your ancestral blueprints. And each of you have different puzzle pieces of this remembering. Each of you carry something different. So we urge you, we beg you to discover, what do you carry? What is the divine body remembering wisdom that you have within you, that you feel excited by, that you wish to explore more about? And we will show up for that. Just ask us. We will be there for that. If you want to learn more about cellular regeneration, ask us. We will show up for that. If you want to know more about how to requalify toxicity in your environment, ask us. We will show up for that. If you want to understand your relationship to water, to the elements, to fire and earth, how you can affect the vibrations and the vibratory activity in the matter you are interacting with, we can show up for that. We are here for that. So we love you. And we are so excited to have had a word in this meeting, this grand meeting of souls and councils and light beings and foci of consciousness. And we leave you now as the day is fading. And it is time to go. So thank you, beloveds. So much love. Wow. And so with that, the day is fading and it is time to go. There is a monthly channeling group where we do this with question and answers and channeled meditations and energy work. And if you'd like to be a part of that, please do get in touch. It's infinityresonance.com. And thank you for being with this beautiful transmission. What a joy. It's really been lovely to sit here and feel the heart resonances of all that's come through. Thank you.